it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. We'll talk some quarterbacks here coming up in just a bit. Speaking of quarterbacks, we'll be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs coming up in about an hour or so. Rob, we got Thursday night football coming up today. The Vikings go on the road to play the Los Angeles Chargers. This is actually one of the better games this week in the National Football League. It's one of the better Thursday night football games that we have. We mentioned the Spider-Man meme on this show, and I imagine a lot of people have seen it and know exactly what we're talking about, where it's the two Spider-Man standing right next to each other and pointing at each other. I feel like that's what these two teams are. They're just two teams that are kind of in the exact same place. I mean, it's been a while since the Vikings have been to the Super Bowl, been a while since the Chargers have been to the Super Bowl. Two teams that are usually good and around the mix, but very rarely actually in the mix. Two teams that I don't think are good enough to potentially win their division, but good enough to be wild card teams, maybe not good enough to do much more than that. I feel like there's really a lot of similarities between these two teams heading into Thursday night football.
It is eerily similar, and both teams have really dealt with health issues because both teams are a little bit of the walking wounded. The Vikings haven't had their quarterback since week two. They've had problems with their left tackle. Like, the Vikings are not exactly the world's healthiest team, and we in Kansas City know, man, the Chargers are perpetually hurt. We don't know about the situation with Joe Alt tonight. They've been battling injury across that offensive line. Amarian Hampton obviously knows out. Najee Harris we know is out. Like, these teams are eerily similar in the fact that I think they're well coached. I think they're both pretty good, but I have no idea because they're never, ever healthy, and you get glimpses of it. Like, earlier this year, I felt like, man, the Vikings are actually pretty good, and then immediately they gave all that interest right back. The Chargers, we know, started 3-0 and have gone on a skid ever since. Like, the Spider-Man meme is a perfect analogy because I truly do not know what either of these teams are. I think they're both playoff teams, but you could easily convince me they're both 6-11 teams because of injuries and health.
Yeah, it's very interesting, I would say, when it comes to the Chargers, because they got off to such a hot start where they won their first three games. They've now lost three of their last four and find themselves at 4-3. For whatever reason, it just feels like every Chargers game ends up being a coin flip kind of game. Like, if you're going through their next 4 weeks before they get to their bye week, their bye week is in week 12. Today against Minnesota, coin flip kind of game. They're a 3-point favorite on the road against Tennessee. That's a game in which the Chargers should win, but they're also the Chargers. No one would be surprised if the Chargers go on the road, lay an egg in a noon game in Tennessee and lose. In fact, that sounds like the most on-brand thing that the Chargers could possibly do. Then they play Pittsburgh and Jacksonville in back-to-back games. Other games that feel like they're going to be 1.5, 2.5, 3-point kind of spreads, again, coin flip kind of games. It just feels like that's what the Chargers play every single week. That's what they have. I don't know what to make of this game. I think the Chargers are the better of these two teams, but it's Thursday night. I always feel like the results of Thursday night are very, very random when it happens. You just mentioned the injuries that the Chargers have. That also makes them even more random than they usually are. Again, I think the Chargers are going to win this game, but I can't tell you that with any degree of certainty.
We opened the show talking about gambling. In a negative context, I'll tell you this. You're not going to catch me gambling in this game because I truly have no idea what will happen. Like, could I see Carson Wentz rising up and being good enough to beat the Chargers tonight? Absolutely. Could I see the Chargers? Hey, it's Carson Wentz. He's on the road. It's the full Carson Wentz experience, and the Chargers take care of business. Yes. There's like so many outcomes I can see this game. I also think, I know that in Kansas City there is the thought, and I'm part of this thought group, that the Chiefs taking a step forward and they're part of the upper echelon again in the league. But I think if you look across the landscape of the NFL, a lot of games look like tonight's game, where it's two teams that, hey, we think that team's pretty good, but they have a fatal flaw. They have an Achilles heel. It's just a matter of, can they avoid that issue? Can they prevent the other team from exploiting that issue? And it's going to be a 1.5-2-point game. I feel like tonight's game is really what the league has been all year round. Parity, and I don't really know who's good and who's not. Like, if we opened up, you know, FanDuel and looked at every gambling line across the league this year week, I bet we see a lot of 2-, 3-, and 4-point games, because I don't know. Everyone's kind of in that wash right now. I think there are some really good teams, and I think there's everyone else who's just caught in this spin cycle.
The next couple of weeks for the Minnesota Vikings, they go on the road tonight to play the Chargers. Next week, they go on the road to play the Lions. They then play Baltimore at home. No real clue what to do with Baltimore. They're getting Lamar Jackson back. I don't think they're a very good team, but with Lamar, they're certainly dangerous. They then play Chicago in a divisional game, and again, no one really knows what to expect when it comes from Chicago. You've mentioned those teams that are in the wash. There's certainly a lot of those teams in the league right now. I don't know if there is a team that embodies that more than Minnesota. Minnesota has not won consecutive games. It's been win-loss, win-loss, win-loss this entire season. This is the chance for you to get back on the right side of things at home against the Chargers. This feels just like a very important game to me from the Chargers. You stay over 500, you're 5-3, you get an extended amount of rest before you head into a game against the Tennessee Titans. Like, this is a team that should have beat the Giants earlier this season. There was really no reason for you to get handled by Washington the way that you did at home. But if you can figure out a way to win this game, you stay at 5-3, you then get healthy, you get right, you get a little bit of time and extended rest period heading into the game against Tennessee. I mean, you can be a 6-3 football team heading into a home Sunday night football game against Pittsburgh and really give yourself a chance at momentum. But what has usually happened in these swing games with the Chargers is it never swings their way. They usually lose these kind of games. So that's kind of what I'm expecting today.
Let me ask you this about the Chargers. And we've made this joke and we kind of, you know, ha-ha about it on the show, but I think it's a fair point. Do the Chargers ever win this type of game?
Very rarely.
It seems like every time we think to themselves, hey, I think you're better than that team. I know that you're kind of hurt, but it feels like you should go out and win this game. They don't do it. And that's beyond just this year. There are times in every Charger season, it could be Harbaugh, Anthony Lynn, it could be, you know, Brandon Staley, it could be North Turner, where it feels like, oh, I think the Chargers can get this one. They should have the advantage. And it feels like they consistently fail. So, like, this feels like the kind of game the Chargers should win, but also feels like the kind of game the Chargers have perpetually lost in our lifetime, which makes me wonder, are they going to get it done this time, or is Carson Wentz going to be on the Amazon desk hanging out with Tony Gonzalez and Richard Sherman after this one because they get a hard-fought win on the I guess on the road. There'll be more Viking fans there tonight than Charger fans, but on the road in LA. Like, I don't know the Chargers ever win this type of game. And I think tomorrow on the show, we are probably talking about what happened. The Chargers were given this big lead in the division and they absolutely blew it 3 weeks later.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.